Working with nothing but an internet connection, a couple of cell phones, and a steady supply of weed, the two friends, one with a few college credits, the other a high school dropout, had beaten out Fortune 500 giants like General Dynamics to score the huge arms contract. With a single deal, two stoners from Miami Beach had turned themselves into the least likely merchants of death in history.